Welcome to episode number 127 of the Lifetime Athlete Podcast. I'm your host, John Zombro, and together we journey through the world of peak athletic performance through the entire lifespan. Whether you're 19 or 99, you want to be your best, strongest, fastest, and most agile, durable, mobile self. Thanks for being here. Today's topic is a statement. And it contains three words of advice. Three, count them, three. Don't seek exhaustion. I'm talking mainly about training here and the notion that every workout needs to absolutely crush you or it just wasn't long enough, hard enough, or good enough. I don't believe that approach is valid. Science doesn't support it. And we're going to examine this line of thinking and ways in which we can reframe our training for the best possible results. So what exactly am I talking about when I say don't seek exhaustion? This is the habit of craving a feeling of exhaustion, being totally wiped out after a workout, and believing so strongly that this is necessary, valuable, and even a reflection of your character. Now, on rare occasions, usually in competition, this can be the result of your effort. But that's not the goal or the target. It's just a byproduct of seeking a desired outcome as a peak performing athlete. Doing this all the time, though, is not only a buzzkill in life. It breaks down your body and can make your athletic endeavors potentially negative and unenjoyable. They don't have to be that way, and really, what we do in training should be a celebration of life, of movement, and awesomeness. So who am I directing this advice towards? Every single one of us, starting with myself. I totally did this for decades. I believed that pushing harder and often was the answer, and that I was weak if I didn't do it. Then I started to notice over time how as a season progressed, I usually got more tired, actually performed in competition at a lower level as the year went on, most of the time, maybe not always, picked up some sniffles, sometimes I got injured. I had a hard time believing that I was chronically exhausting myself, but when I looked at hard data, looking at training logs and performance results, I actually many times did get slower and weaker the more I trained. It doesn't even make sense, but I saw the pattern. Of course, for a while, you know, I thought I just wasn't tough enough and I needed to bear down more, but I gradually figured this out. I got some help from some great coaches along the way, by the way. Now, I also want to say, especially, I'm directing this comment towards our audience, you guys, with kindness in my heart, and my clients, the ones who I convince to be consistent in their training, go easy a lot of the time, work on all areas of skill and athletic development, and then strategically apply very challenging workouts. Well, guess what they do? They win. They smash their goals and their competition. But a lot of other clients, just like I used to be, can't resist adding a little more volume and a little more intensity to their easy training just to feel like they did enough and wind up not being able to hit the big days and actually make progress. This is a frustrating and, dare I say, fecal cycle. I'm not suggesting we shouldn't do long or high intensity sessions on occasion. In fact, I highly recommend these things. I'm a big advocate for focused training. And I just don't think many athletes that I see, not all, but many that I see, have this balance right. A lot of the higher level, let's say collegiate and professional athletes, are highly competitive dudes and dudettes who probably do this too much. They're motivated. It's their job. It's their scholarship, any number of things. And so they're going to put work in, but sometimes they put more or too much work. Now, most recreational athletes, however you want to define that, they just don't do focused training enough. So what I'm saying is they don't do, if it's appropriate for their sport to do a high intensity work of some form, they don't do it quite high enough in intensity. Or if it's long duration work, they might not be getting into that as much as they could and as much as could help them perform at the highest level. It's just that maybe most of our high-intensity training shouldn't last that long, and most of our long-duration workouts should be performed at very low intensity. And that's not even a maybe. It's a definite and absolute. Let me be more clear about that. Doing so preserves quality within the session and the target of the session, what we're trying to accomplish, without risking breakdown. So when we go hard, we keep it brief enough. And when we go long, we keep that easy enough, simple. Either way, one gets after it. The pros and the recreational athletes alike fall into the trap many times of doing these moderately long, moderately hard training sessions. And there's a lot of emphasis on that word moderate or medium for their level. So again, this is very individually, contextually applied, and they end up doing it on very frequent occasions. Well, what happens when you do this medium, moderate, most of the time stuff, a lot of M words, you end up with gray zone training. You get a training effect that isn't quite heavy or fast or long or specific enough to drive the targeted or desired stimulus and adaptation in the body. And at the very same time, you get into this chronic fatigue and inflammation state, which ultimately decreases performance and impairs health. It's kind of funny that it can get so addictive where you go a little too hard to recover most of the time, but not quite hard enough to really get fit. And this is not anyone's fault. I think sometimes it's just how human nature is, particularly if we've been conditioned to believe these things. But the human body is a brilliant beast. We say this all the time here. It gets sick or injured and shuts you down if you do too much of that. If your pattern has a lot of on-off phases due to low energy, apathy, aches and pains, you might be in this trap of seeking exhaustion too often. Just saying. And just check yourself. Have this tough conversation in the mirror and with your coach, and hopefully you do have a coach. We have to appreciate how to project, execute, and absorb workload. So that involves a lot of the things that we're talking about on the show very frequently, because they matter this much. All this means is that when it is time to go big, we do, and then we go home. Workload is duration multiplied by intensity in a session. And it really is the ultimate impact, or the way that training session hits our body. So a low workload can be of high intensity if it's brief, and low workload or moderate workload can be of long duration if it's easy. But we want to be aware of how those factors work together, either for or against us. So whatever you do, when it's time for your intensity, as I mentioned before, do that appropriately, but maximally, within the context of what's the workout, where are you at, what's your sport. Always keep those things. We respect those things. That's how we design good programming. But keep it relatively short in duration. And when it is time to go long, particularly for you endurance athletes, do exactly that. But go easy. Save hard and long together for race day. Don't be a workout hero and a race day zero, if you get my drift, which I've done. So speaking from experience here, there's a better way. So here are some words of wisdom to wrap this baby up. Overly destructive workouts inhibit the body. Facilitating workouts stimulate it. You want exhilaration from most of your workouts. Get into the habit of walking away feeling energized, or at least not wasted. Leave a few reps or kilometers or laps, miles, minutes, whatever measure you're talking about, KPI, in the tank. Maintenance isn't a bad thing. It's not a dirty word. Progress, just like the human experience, is not linear. Apply some high workload sessions or cycles, then back off and deload. Your body will rebound higher through the magic of supercompensation if you let it. Never let today's training totally ruin tomorrow's. Don't bury it so hard that you're destroyed. This wrecks the plan and your body, your joints, your guts, your attitude, and your health. Fitness or conditioning is training plus recovery. It's just an ability and a capacity. Despite what some people think, they don't give out prizes for the workouts. They give them to the peak performers. And peak performance is ability plus mindset. So being fresh and aggressive is the key to winning in competition, And it's also the key to hitting the necessary big days in training. We never want to show up for a fitness maker session or a KPI test or a competition just feeling washed out. That's no bueno. Avoid the addictive trap of making yourself tired all the time. Really, you don't have to do that much at all, but in reality, that's going to happen once in a while, and that's okay. That's a part of the human experience. Humans are durable beast, and sometimes when we train, we don't get it quite right. But when it is time to go all out, do exactly that. You'll be amazed how much more of your potential you can extract when you train smart, avoid constantly being exhausted, and really deliver when it counts and when it matters most to you. This approach represents the intelligent one. Hey, as a lifetime athlete, you are a warrior, not just in sport, but in all areas of life. Get and stay hard to kill. First of all, thanks for joining me today. And if you like this content, please rate, review, share, and subscribe. I really appreciate it, and it does help the show. And if you'd like to learn more about all aspects of health and performance, stay with us. Stay tuned. We are a tribe. In fact, next week, we'll be covering the prevention and management of plantar fasciitis and specific exercises that you can utilize to enhance your foot function. For those who want the ultimate learning experience on that topic, sign up for next week's masterclass at thelifetimeathlete.com and reserve your spot. Another way you can support the podcast, and show your pride in the Lifetime Athlete tribe is to purchase merchandise from the shop page, also at thelifetimeathlete.com. Long and short sleeve t-shirts, hoodies, tanks, water bottles, hats, socks, and more are there to help you unleash your beast, unlock your potential, and stay hard to kill. This is Coach Jay-Z, and I salute you.